First-year findings in the five-year National Institutes of Health study show some players are more likely than others to suffer head impacts during a game.
Your best players tend to have more impacts because they're your quarterbacks and running backs, and they're also your linebackers and your people that are involved in almost every play.
Concussion expert Stephen Dumas is professor of biomedical engineering at Virginia Tech. He's leading the study looking at six Pop Warner teams across the country of 9, 10, and 11-year-olds.
Remember, you have kids going both ways in this level, so it's not like a college or even some high schools where you have specific positions, that's all they play.
Researchers have fitted players' helmets with special sensors that record G-forces each time they take a hit to the head. Duma says even though it's now accepted that those hits can lead to problems.
Of course, there's a lot of questions. We don't know the genetic links. We don't know how much is too much, how often, magnitudes, durations, directions. So in order to make real scientific decisions, we need to do the type of studies we're doing, where we track people for years and years and years and do the neuropsych test, do the imaging, do the blood biomarkers, so we can really sort out, okay, do this, don't do that.
Here at this testing facility at Virginia Tech, a crash test dummy wearing a specially constructed helmet is getting clocked at various speeds each time Jake Smith presses a button. That one was about 45 Gs.
That's about half of what you would consider the 50%, like 50-50 risk of having a concussion.
The test space looks like a cross between a torture chamber and a gym.
It's all about energy. So all these devices are just different ways of applying energy to the head.
And they're not only testing football helmets, they're doing all sports, from soccer and basketball to hockey and wrestling. Duma points to a shelf full of different types of caps for soccer.
So we'll put these on head forms, and we'll shoot soccer balls at them. And the other thing is they're developing a new sort of rail system that will have a head-to-head impact and simulate, you know, two kids are going up to head a ball and they run into each other. What would that look like?
Lab studies are one thing, but it's the real world, real-time measuring that will tell the real tale of head impacts in sports. Virginia Tech is one of three universities picked by the NCAA to monitor all their collegiate athletes. They're using special mouthpieces for women's soccer and a tiny ear-mounted accelerometer piece for women's lacrosse and hockey that records impacts to find out how they affect the risk for the brain disease, cognitive traumatic encephalopathy, the condition the NFL has acknowledged is linked to pro football head injuries.
You know, CTE is getting a lot of press and people are scared of it, and we need to be aware that it's happening, but we also need to realize that almost everybody's had a head impact and almost everybody's had a concussion in their life. It's some sport, some fall, something. So we need to realize that you can have a head impact and still have a safe, healthy life, and in fact 99.9% of society is in that group. We need to understand when you cross a threshold that you go into a more dangerous brain injury risk, and we don't understand that, and that's where the research is.
It will be another 4 years until the final results of head impact to the youngest players are in, but things are already starting to change. The Pop Warner Football Organization announced it will end kickoffs when the season starts this fall, and it's already limited the amount of hitting during practice, moves that may help head off a future like the one portrayed in the 2015 movie Concussion, based on the real-life neuropathologist Bennett Omalu and his struggle with the NFL over his findings.
Just 10% of the mothers in America decide that football is too dangerous for their sons to play. That is it. It is the end of football. Kids, colleges, and eventually, it's just a matter of time, the professional game.
I'm Robbie Harris. Sure.